This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to this 27th meeting of the subgroup on the ombudsman, ICANN Office Ombudsman in Workstream 2 on accountability. We will take the participation from the Adobe Connect. Is there any person just on the phone? Let us know now, please. I received one apologize from Klaus, and he will not be able to participate, but he will send us his comments, taking into account the document you received a few hours before the meeting. Once again, I am sorry to send this just 7 hours or something like that before the meeting, but it was the best I was able to do. We will try to go through. There is a lot of slide. I would like to concentrate on this part of the document to see what we need to do and how we need to do. And even if it's at the end of the presentation, I would like to start by taking the schedule, because I think it will be, I will try to find the right slide. I don't know where it is. Wait a second. I must have checked that before to be sure. Sorry. Okay. Here we have the Workstream 2 revised timeline, and then we will go to the our time slot for our call. And I would like to ask Bernard to help us with that to check how many meetings we have and what is our time frame to be sure to deliver reports and to be ready for next ICANN meeting. Bernard, if I can ask you to give us your view on that, please go ahead.
Thank you, Sebastian. Good morning, everyone. Good day. This was produced a few months back, presented at the plenary, to look at, given the, if you will remember, early in the year, I produced a document that outlined how long it actually takes to get a document prepared, approved by the plenary, prepped for public consultation, get the public consultation out, and announced. As a result of that document, we produced this graphical representation of this. At that time, this presented that if we were looking at doing two public consultations, which is the second line of the diagram, then we would be looking at closing that public consultation early September. Obviously, that's not the case in this group. If that's the case, considering what we will have to do to complete Workstream 2 by the end of June 2018, it means that there is only one opportunity for public consultation left. It also means that public consultation has to start sometime in December, early December or late November, if we are going to meet our deadlines. Now, if you back this up to how long it actually takes to get a document ready and get it presented to the plenary, because it has to be accepted at two readings in the plenary before it can be prepped for public consultation, then it basically means that we have between 8 and 10 weeks to get a draft report out. That's from today. That's the reality that we are looking at right now. I'll be glad to take any questions if there are any.
Thank you, Bernard. And if we go to the next slide here, I try to be okay. We see that if we have just one call of the plenary each month, if we have question, if we want to have feedback, we will need to do that by the end of August for first possibility, and the second will be at the end of September. Then we will have to have a draft report ready to be able to have the first reading on the last call in October before the face-to-face meeting in Abu Dhabi. That shows the time slot we have also for doing so. And I guess it's okay, but we have just to be all together aware that it's a short time slot we have. Okay. Let's go back. If you have any question, it's the right time to ask those questions about the timing. If no question, I guess Bernard was very clear, and that's good. Okay. Usually we talk about participation. You have what was the last, but I guess we will have a new one in a few days about this follow-up of the message of what we are doing in this subgroup. As you recall, we during the last call, we accept the external review of the ICANN Ombuds Office made by Cameron Ralph, and I just put the two slides about the summary of the recommendation, but later on the document we will come back on each and every of those recommendations. And I have to try here to start what I call NV, it's for new version number one of a draft report of the ICANN Ombuds Office Workstream 2. And I have tried to put some of the possible chapter of that and an executive summary. Background of ICANN Ombuds Office in Workstream 2, the current role of the ICANN Ombuds Office, new responsibility and environment evolution during the last months. Stress test, our Workstream 1, scope of the work of our team, dependency between the Workstream 2 design teams, review and discuss each and every recommendation from the external reviewer, and then a chapter for our own proposal. And the conclusion and some annexes. Father Net, you asked a question in the chat about did we accept? Yes, we accept. They have done their job. We take it, and now it's in our as an input in our work. If you want to pinpoint me on words accepting, it's because they have done their jobs and they have finished it, and now we will discuss it, and we have discussed. During the last meeting, we know that we will have to take some disagreement on some of those recommendations, but we accept it as a report for as inputs to our group. Uh, and okay, executive summary to be done, of course. Background of the Ombuds office in Workstream 2. And sorry, as we have a lot of slides, I will try to go through quite quickly. If you have any question, comments, raise your hand, please, and I will give you the floor immediately. Some of those slides are just cut and paste of the previous try to have a draft report, and those new bylaws, we know them, I guess, by heart now, almost. The role of the ICANN Ombuds Office, we have them describe it in the ICANN bylaws and in the framework of interpretation. Then I have cut and paste the current version of the Article 5 of the ICANN bylaws, with, I guess, 5 subsections. And as it is on the slide, we can review them if we wish so. And then we have the framework, and I took a picture of the current framework just to show when it was done and what was the main objective at that time. And as it's 2009, it's time to review it in our group. During the last few months, the ICANN Ombuds Office get new responsibility, and there was some evolution of the environment. I see that, Bernie, you want to take the floor. Go ahead, please.
thank you, Sebastian. If we can just, a lot of these sections we're going through, as you said, are background and getting it ready. I think, as you and I had discussed previously, if the group so wishes, I can start generating a draft report for those sections which we know what we want to do. Obviously not the executive summary, because that gets written at the end. But then people can have sort of a feel for what the report could look like, and we could put that up as a Google Doc so everyone could make comments on it if they wish, and that might help things move along. But just an offer.
Yes, I was thinking, Sebastian Machel speaking, I was thinking about how we will have a document for a report. And one of the reasons I went to PowerPoint is because, first of all, I prefer to be in PowerPoint than in a doc document or a Google document, whatever the name. We can put them. I don't think those parts will be so much discussed. What I would like to be sure is that in the part where we need to have a new section and to write something now, because it's empty right now, we will need this Google Docs. But if you think that it's better to have to start with all that, I have no problem at all. But then we don't need to start from scratch, because I have done the reverse. I took my Word document and I put it in the PowerPoint, and we can take the Word document and put it in Google for some part of this report. It was already done, in October, 1.5 years ago or 1 year ago, I guess, something like that. But yes, definitely. If you think that it's the best way, I have no problem with that. Okay, thank you. Then, new responsibility. As you know, the Ombuds Office need to do a first substantive review of our reconsideration request, and for the naming function, it has something to do with PTI if there is any needs. When we talk about evolution of the environment, where two, the first one was the creation of the ICANN Complaints Office within staff, and definition of the anti-harassment policy decided by the board in March this year. That's the main changes. If I missed one of them, just tell us, add them, and it will be added here. Stress test, I am not sure if we need to keep it, but it was to be sure that we don't forget it, what was done, and work stream one, sorry. We had two stress tests, and I guess it will be embedded in our recommendation, but to be sure that we don't miss them. Scope of the work of the sub-team. Here, I didn't change a lot of what was written. I don't know how it will be just on the slide. Here it's better. I guess it was already written before, then I cut it and passed it. Here it's, I guess this point and the next one are the more important part. It's the dependency between Workstream 2 design team. And I didn't get into too much detail, and I am not sure that, I am sure that it's not updated with the last document of each and every design team. It was too much work for me to do that alone. And I am not sure either that the red and the and the black are the right color here. I need to adjust that. But I think it's important to try to take each and every of the other subgroup and see if there are any dependency. This one is not updated. I know it's under discussion still in the diversity subgroup, but it was what was done in Workstream 1, and I keep it just to remind us where we were at that time. Human rights, I don't know if there is something. Jurisdictionizer. SONSCI Accountability, I know, but I didn't have check and cut and paste here. Staff accountability, I know that there are also something the same. Yes, Farzanet, sorry.
Great. Hi, Sebastian, it's Farzanet speaking. Just wanted to tell you that I know that I am the reporter for jurisdiction to the ombudsman group, so I have not forgotten. But we have not had any, at the moment, there is no discussion regarding ombuds office at the moment that will be raised, or if I see that there's a need to be raised, I will consult with this group, and then I will get back to them. And then if they raise it, I will come back to you and talk about it. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Farzanet. Great. That means that in our report, we would say there is no dependency, and that's okay, and that's good. But thank you very much. Staff accountability, transparency. I am almost sure that it's not the latest document, and sorry for that. And I just keep what I was having when I go through the version a few months ago, then I guess we need to update it and try to see what are the points here. Bernard, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Sebastian. Just a note on transparency. The draft report as such hasn't changed. We've As some of you may know, we lost a co-rapporteur, so now we only have one rapporteur, and that's Michael Karanikolas. He's been basically away all the time. The next step is ICANN Legal has answered some of his questions, but the next step before we can go any further is that Michael and JJ, head of ICANN Legal, have to get together. I've spoken to ICANN Legal, Samantha Eisner. She understands that's the main thing that's next on the list to get this going, and they're going to try and arrange that as soon as possible in August. After they have that meeting, we'll restart the transparency group meetings, and then we'll have a better idea of where these things are. Overall, I would expect that most of these dependencies towards the ombudsman would probably stay there. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard. Okay, then that's good. If it's not, there is no update. It's just to be sure that we need to keep track that it's the latest version of the other documents, of the other subgroup work. NCP guideline for good faith conduct and IRP phase 2. Then it's here in ATRT 2 that I add all the exchange we had with Avery and not the exchange, sorry, but she points us to part of the report, and here there is the overlap between ATRT2 and our group, where it end up to have this external review. Then it's in this part of the document that I have added 11 recommendations of the reviewers. But I also add all the points that Avery point us to, and we will have to see if we where we are with that, and your inputs and idea will be welcome on that. Okay, here has the 10th or 11th recommendation. I just cut and paste what I showed you last week, I guess, or 2 weeks ago. Now it will be important that we start to write, if any, our comments. And when easy comments, it's we agree with, or we accept it, or it's okay. But if there are other point of view for some, then it's the right place and right moment to start to write something. It's here the thing that a Google Doc could be very useful with this 11 recommendation. I will go through quickly because we have already revised or discussed them last time, not in full detail, but we know them now, and we know that we have to do this, those comments. And after the recommendation 11, we need to discuss if we have here at the question of the other function. It's in link with dependency with the other subgroups. Here it's a suggestion way to go how we will include them or not include them, and that's something we will need to take into account well when we will discuss the possible dependency and possible new function of the ombuds. And we will have, of course, to have overall comments of the sub-team about the report. It's something we need to do. Okay, before I go to the next part of the document, what I suggest, if you agree, it's if you have any comments, as you received this presentation already, if you have any comments on any slide or and you want to discuss, I suggest that you write comments on a mail to the list. You take the page number and you tell us your comments, and we will try at the same time as Bernard already suggests to start a Google Doc, but the time the Google Doc will be ready, maybe it's take a little more time, and we will include your comments at the right place of the Google Docs. But if you can start by sending and starting some discussion on the list, it will be very appreciated. Thank you. Any question on this part of the document? Okay. If not, I will go to the next slide. And next slide, it's a placeholder. We'll say to put our proposal, who could be part or all the proposal of the review team, but also the some of our own proposal, to have in this part of the document what we will propose as evolution of the ICANN Ombuds Office. And the last placeholder, I guess, it's conclusions. That will be done at the end. I had annexes with all the resources already have, but if you have other, or if you want to put other, it's also a good time to send us those documents. And if we don't want to keep some of them because it's now not updated or it's so far away of our work, then we can scratch part if you think it's not any more useful. Okay, we already talked about how we want to organize our work with your input through mail and through a Google Doc. Okay, sorry, Alberto, that you will not be able to stay to the end of this call. Hope you will be able to give us some feedback. Gracias, Alberto. Hasta luego. And keep your health well. Thank you. Okay, next step, I try to put some of the work we have to do in taking into account the external reviewer. If we accept the proposal or their proposal, then we will have to do that, those elements. That's new bylaws, replacement of the ombudsman framework by procedures, plan to be developed for communication for soft relaunch of the ICANN Ombuds Office, framework to respond to a formal request or report from the Office of the Ombuds. The response should indicate the substantive response along with reason. And how we write that? Framework to establish an Ombuds advisory panel. Framework to develop a policy for any ombuds involvement in no complaints work. Of course, it's here just what we if we accept the external review, what we will have to. And one of my questions, maybe Bernard, you can help me with that, is for example, the replacement of ombudsman framework by procedures, do we as a subgroup and even to work stream to suggest that it must be done and we give that to other, or we or we need to do it or to have a first sorry, it's my phone, my other phone calling. Or we need to do it. And it's the same for other part. Do we suggest that must be done, and we have to organize how we can follow this work, but it's maybe not in the next 9 or 10 weeks that we need to do it. Thank you. Bernard, please, I will be happy to have your thought on that. Thank you.
Paul, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. I will check with ICANN Legal, but given this would technically impact the bylaws, I would suggest that the approach of sort of defining where we should be going and saying yes or no, well, backwards here, excuse me. Just saying yes or no, this is what we recommend, and the general direction of that would seem to be the best way forward, because the actual mechanics for getting all of that done is quite involved and will surely imply things which we will not be able to foresee. So that's my feeling. I'll double check and get back to the group officially. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard. Yes, Sébastien Machel speaking. I agree with you, and my other point, and it's obvious that even if we start to rewrite the bylaws, just article number 5, I am not sure that or change the framework to procedures that it will take more than 9 weeks, and we will not be able to have that ready for in the time frame we have. And I really hope that we will have other way to do it later on. And maybe that means that at the end our document report we will say we stand ready to help whoever will do that to give advice to. But if we have to do it, it will take time, or more time than we have, I think. Bernard, please. Okay.
Yes, I completely agree, Sébastien. It's if we just remember Workstream 1, I mean, we came up with a lot of recommendations, but when it came to actually drafting the bylaws, it was a whole other thing, which involved a whole other team of people. So I would strongly recommend not going down that path, because the work would probably end up being changed anyways. So that would not be a useful, good use of our time, given we're getting tight.
Okay. Thank you. Any other thoughts on that? Okay. Anyhow, we will come back to that later in one of our next calls. But it's to you see where we have some work once again from the external reviewer, and we have some work with dependency, and I guess in the next 9 weeks it's already a lot of work. Then the timeline and the meeting calendar we already went through. We have suggested meeting and time slot up to the next meeting face to face in Addis Ababa. In Abu Dhabi. I don't know why I mix the two cities. They are not at all at the same place, but Abu Dhabi. You see how many times we have. And I guess one thing I would like very much that we start to discuss is that if we have any question to the plenary, to be done at our next meeting, because just a week after, we will have a plenary, and if we have question, if we want to raise issue with the plenary, it's best to do it for August. Bernard, please. Thank you.
Very good point, Sébastien. Also, given we're taking a 3-week break, essentially, and given it's going to eat into our timing, so I'll spend a fair amount of time. I'll try to use that time positively, but I would suggest that we be ready to close off on the external recommendations at that 21 August meeting. So if the participants have comments, they should be in. We should go through the comments, and we should be ready to decide and put that as a done box of the things that we want to keep or not from the external report, and then move on to our other work. Otherwise, we won't make the timeline. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for your offer and your help with this subgroup. It will be a very appreciated. Okay, any other comment, question, suggestion? Okay, because I guess we are now going to any other business. But just before taking that as an any other business, on the document, just to show you and to be sure that that the end of what I wanted to show you today, but I add the full report of the external reviewer. I guess it's the last version. I'm almost sure that it's the last version. Then if you want to refer to the report, you have it in one single document. If it's easier for you. Like that, you have really the full report. It's very useful to go back to some explanation, because we take only the recommendation but not the argument around that, and it's important that we take that into account. Okay, I guess I already speak too much. I would like to know if you have any, not just on any other business, but globally, if you have some comments, feedback to us, and also feedback to me on how you want me to proceed, if you have ideas on how to enhance this report. I know that Bernie will help us to write a part and put it in a Google Doc, but if you have some feedback, just let me know, now or later, by mail or by any other means, if you wish. And if you agree, we will stop the meeting here, and I will give you back 19 minutes of your time, just to sure. Or you want, sorry, other suggestion is that we go through the recommendation and we try to discuss again. It's really up to you. What do you think? We have done it last meeting, but if you want to start or to use this time for that, it will be for me. It's also okay. Fasanet says that she will make comments on the Google Doc. I'm waiting for Herbs. He's typing something. And I guess for part of the participant who are in two calls, it's very difficult to comment on the call here. And I suggest that we stop the call here. I really hope that you will help us to keep on time, on track this work. I really do hope that we will finish our work on time, that we will be ready to have a first reading in October and the second reading at the face-to-face meeting. Bernard and myself will not be able to do it just two of us. We need your inputs, and thank you for your participation. And talk to you in 3 weeks now. Thank you very much for your time today. The meeting is now adjourned. Bye bye.